He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson on this Tuesday, June the 25th, 2019. I got a theory on the market. I think all the buyers are in the Hamptons with the 4th of July weekend coming up. They're on vacation. This is just kind of a dull drift in the market here, and it is slight drift downwards today. The Dow is down 58 points, very light volume, 26,669. The S&P is at 2,938, just 61 points away from, 62 points away from 3,000. It's down 7 points today, down 0.25%. The NASDAQ also down a little bit, 0.3% as it has been closing in on 8,000. We're just 19 points. Well, we were over 8,000 to start the day. We're now back under 7,981. We'll have to revisit those resistance levels here again today to see where we're at. We may be having a technical issue with the resistance and the charts of the markets. But we do have this slight drift lower today in advance of a big holiday weekend. Now, in addition to those indexes, I'm not getting a read here. What's the bond market? I saw 2.01 last time I looked. Is that where we're at, Paul?
It's 204.
204? Okay.
Oh, wait, no, it's 2 now. 2
it's
even.
It's 2 even. Oh, my goodness. I noticed that the little bit that we lost on Friday in the bond fund came right back yesterday. And, of course, you've got another rally. The other big asset class of note is the breakout in gold recently. Yeah. And I would just say that it's the dovishness of the Fed. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson here in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And you know what? Yesterday was a sleepy day in the market. I went through hundreds of charts, and you know what I found? Squat. Nothing. Nothing of any interest, hardly at all. The charts that stood out to me yesterday were, once again, the bond market. Without question, the gold market and gold stocks. In fact, I sent out a tweet on KL. Let's take a look at KL today. What in the world is KL? Kirkland. Kirkland Lake Gold Limited. You see the chart on that thing? KL, that looks like a KO right now. Headquartered in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's a $10 billion company. You know, the gold stocks are doing better than the weed stocks up in Canada. That's for sure. And Kirkland has operations in Canada and Australia. Not to be confused with Kirkland, the brand at Costco. Well, I don't think they sell gold under the Kirkland brand at Costco. But that was one of the stocks that caught my eye. You know what else caught my eye yesterday? Kind of a weird stock. But they make money. And the stock had a huge day yesterday. Match. Match.com. Match Group, which provides dating products in 40 languages, Josh, with the portfolio. He's our intern here. He's going back to college. But you never know. Brands all over the world on Match Group. Match is a $20 billion company. You know, that wasn't around when I was in college. We actually had to go physically, in person, you know, all that kind of thing. Go to a dance, go skiing, go out to dinner, whatever, a social. Online dating definitely was not around when I was in college, but Match caught my eye yesterday. So did Dollar Tree, DLTR, where I get my wardrobe. DLTR had a very good breakout to new all-time highs yesterday. Dollar Tree was in my book. I'm going to ask Josh to look up Dollar Tree in my book when he gets a chance, if there's a book around here in the office, and see where Dollar Tree was when I wrote about it in 2013. And the other stock that caught my eye yesterday was Adobe, one of the few tech stocks that actually looked solid yesterday. And Adobe down just a little bit today. I have an article out there right now on Seeking Alpha on Adobe with my current five-year target price and my momentum comparisons, relative strength, alpha, all of that kind of stuff. And I submitted a new article this morning with one of my dividend payers, and we'll be talking about that, and I'll be tweeting about that when that article is released. You got that on Dollar Tree? 2012? Well, we'll look it up. We'll have it when we come back from break. What else do we have? Very sleepy session yesterday. One of the seven dwarfs was sleepy, wasn't he? He controlled the markets yesterday. Today it's grumpy. Sometimes you get grumpy. Sometimes you get smiley. You never know. But anyways, we had, I think, a couple of big problems that we have here this week. We don't get that meeting between Trump and Xi until Friday at the G20 summit. What do you think? Prediction from Paul Carlson. Are they going to come up? Is there going to be good news on Friday that will make the market blast off next Monday?
I see progress. I don't know if it'll be complete, however.
You know what? I'm just going to take a wild shot and say we have a deal.
Complete.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's just, I'm just going to take a wild shot at it and say we've got a deal and the market's up 600 points on Monday. Okay, we'll see. We will see. And anyways, everything pretty much is secondary this week to those big trade talks. We've got our friend Jerome Powell will be flapping his gums today. That always moves the markets. We had another bond rally yesterday, another bond rally today as tensions heat up between the U.S. And Iran. And they did come down yesterday with more crippling sanctions. On a lot of Iran's leaders. I mean, you know, you start feeling it in the pocketbook. Maybe that will have some impact on them. But tensions definitely on the rise. Trump administration orders new sanctions against the assets of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and several Iranian military commanders. That means when they go into the 7-Eleven, their card gets rejected, right? Ouch, that hurts. No mocha coffee this morning, as well as plans to target Foreign Minister Javad Zarif later this week. They're going to have to use, what's that new Libra Facebook that hasn't been approved yet? Maybe they can buy it in Bitcoin. I don't know. The penalties effectively freeze the business operation of the Supreme Leader's office. Ouch. Which controls a global network of private companies that some experts estimate is worth between $100 to $200 billion. So we'll see if that gets them to the bargaining table. And, of course, we've got Jerome Powell set to speak today. Let's see. That's actually, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's giving his speech, and everybody always hangs on every word from his speech. Why would he say anything different than what he said last week?
I can't imagine he would.
But anyways, they'll all be watching that. In the meantime, Trump will be watching that speech, too, as he continues to bash the Fed. Now he's calling the central bank. He likens the central bank to a stubborn child. Well, we have a restaurant here in Mount Pleasant called Obstinate Daughter. He's got an obstinate cabinet member, according to President Trump, running the Fed because he refuses to cut rates. Well, you know, we'll see what they have to say at the meeting here today. You know, one of the fallouts from low interest rates, this really hurts the financials. You know, you take a company like Prudential or Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley, they make a lot of money, Ameritrade, they make a lot of money on the assets that they hold in cash. because they keep the spread. You know, they pay the investor a little pittance, and whatever they get, they keep the rest. But right now, with low interest rates, with the 10-year at 2.0%, that's really not good news for the financials, and that shows up today. Credit Suisse downgrades Brighthouse Financial, which I believe it's an annuity. They changed their name. They were somebody, you know, and selling annuities. They got a bad reputation. Changed their name to Brighthouse so nobody would remember who they really were. That stock's down 7% over the last 2 days. Why? Low interest rates. That really squishes the financials' margins. You don't want to have a lot of exposure to the banks or financials. When we come back, let's talk about gold a little bit, Paul.
Sure, let's do that.
You know a little bit about gold.
I do.
All right. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Your Dollar Tree has quadrupled since it was in my book back. It was 27. It's been as high as 112 or something like that. So that's a quadruple. And, you know, it's not like Dollar Tree is a high-tech stock out of the Silicon Valley, right? It was a pretty simple concept, kind of like Costco had a concept. Well, let's have a membership club and people get discounts. You become a member, you get access to our large buying capabilities that we have. And what was Dollar Tree shtick? They now have 15,237. I don't see Dollar Trees. Here in the South, I see Dollar Generals everywhere. Every little town, it would seem, has a Dollar General. Dollar Tree, on the other hand, you know, they're in the upscale neighborhoods, the strip malls. I'm sure we have Dollar Tree here in Mount Pleasant somewhere, but they have 15,200. It's kind of a mini Walmart, maybe, concept. Whatever it is, it's been a big, big, big winner. Over the years, Dollar Tree, and I picked it as one of the 53 best stocks now to talk about at the time back in 2012, 2013. Okay, Paul, what's going on with gold? Six-year highs.
Well, these interest rates getting so low, in fact, negative over Germany and Sweden and go around the globe.
Yep.
And they can hold, banks and central banks can use gold just like treasuries or, you know, national currencies. So it's money good.
So you're saying the demand, there's a demand for gold because of low interest rates?
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather hold gold than someone else's liability?
I would.
Yeah. If the rates are zero or exactly. Negative.
If I'm getting negative rates... In Germany, minus 0.3, and in Japan, minus 0.3, 0.2, something like that. So you're saying they're going to gold instead, and that's driving up gold prices. And there is another issue at work here. Our dollar has been dropping recently. If you take a look at UUP... When our Fed gets really, really dovish, normally in a business cycle like we're in, the Fed would be tightening right now. And they were tightening, and it looked like it was a normal business cycle.
That's right.
And I became very, very bearish on the bond market because it was inevitable at that point in time that we would eventually end up back at the normal 5 or 6%, you know, down the road. Interest rates that have been normal over the long haul. But this is not a normal time in the world. We're in a time when the central banks all over the world have zero to negative interest rates. It's absolutely crazy. And that has made this a very good environment for the bond market. It's also made it a very good environment for the stock market. And now, believe it or not, it's a very good environment for gold. So go figure. But I guess the world's wealth is going up along with all of this inflation of all of these assets. And it's just a very, 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 very different time that we are in right now. Okay, Paul, can you continue the discussion of, I'm going to talk to Josh. Can you go out there? My little grandkids are wandering. Just go check them out there. They're wandering off. I'm watching out my office window here. And we had a sleepover here last night. And I see a couple of grandkids out there, and I don't see grandma. So anyway, Joss is going to check. Okay. Did you see the deal this morning? Talk about let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as... Is she out there? Okay. It's not as big as she and Trump. Instead, it's AbbVie asking Allergan to the dance.
Yeah.
And apparently, Allergan has said, I do. AbbVie is in the final stages of a $188 share bid for Allergan. And look at how much Allergan is up today. Allergan is basically the Botox stock. Allergan is up 26%. Allergan has been a stinker of a stock for quite some time. Allergan's one of those companies that moved their headquarters to Ireland for the cheaper tax rate. Now, I owned a stock many years ago. In fact, I was an analyst on Medisys, which was out of Phoenix. Jonas Shackney was the CEO, and they had a very good dermatology company. And they were eventually bought out by Allergan. And I had a very, very big winner in Medisys stock. Now it's a part of Allergan. I have never really owned Allergan because, you know, for the last several years, it has not been a growth company. Allergan mostly is in eye care the central nervous system. Boy, do I need help with that on these down days in the market. But it's being bought out by AbbVie, which was pretty much a one-trick pony. AbbVie, obviously, was, I think it's the largest selling drug of all time, Humira. And AbbVie needed something beyond Humira because eventually these drugs come off patent, and here come the generic drug makers. So I guess they see a pipeline at Allergan that will help them create some new products beyond Humira. I've also owned AbbVie in the past, and I finally gave up on AbbVie because I just didn't believe the numbers anymore. Do you see AbbVie tanking today?
Yeah.
Look at that. AbbVie is down 15%. Obviously, the street doesn't agree with AbbVie's assessment that Allergan will greatly help them grow in the future, do they? They love it. The Allergan people love it, and the AbbVie people do not like this deal at all. Well, let's just take a look at some of the other drug makers. Is Teva getting any kind of a bid on any of this? No, none. Teva's just a dead stock. How about Endo, E-N-D-P, they getting any kind of a bid on this takeover by, no, nothing. So it's really not stoking the rest of the market. All right, well, the FANG stocks, they're in the news every single day. You know, that was the other chart that caught my eye yesterday was Facebook. And believe it or not, with all the problems at Facebook, this stock is up $30 per share over the last 3 weeks. $30 per share. Even with all the privacy breaches and all of the rolling out of the new cryptocurrency, and Zuckerberg know or did he not know? It seems like he did know. The stock is doing very, very well. But there's news on the FANG stocks here today. Facebook, Amazon, new news, always FANG. And there's always news on Beyond Meat. Now they're going to get into pizza. Pizza. Fake sausage. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half. Kind of a dull day in the market. You know, this is a week leading up to a big vacation week. Maybe we'll find something. I still get excited when I'm done with the show. I get to go through hundreds and hundreds of charts. to see. Maybe it's even on the inverse side. I know my inverse biotech ETF had a very good day yesterday. And I got to believe it's having a good day today. Actually, it's down a little bit. You know why? That stupid allergen deal.
That's right.
Ah, I hate those guys. I just think that, you know, over time, a lot of these small biotechs, that's just something I keep in the back drawer in my desk, you know, tucked away for a rainy day someday. Anyways, you know, this whole thing with Facebook, you know, we were talking about this during the break. And I know that the world, who's the bank that's over all the central banks? The
Bank for International Settlements, the BIS.
Okay, the Bank for International Settlements. And that, I know they brought this subject up the other day about the worries that, you know, they're trying to make digital currency the global currency, or what impact would it have on the financial service system worldwide. Well, obviously, our government is worried about Facebook's move, too. I don't know that I trust Zuckerberg. Anyways, the House panel is now set a hearing. We know that the Senate jumped on it immediately. Not only Maxine Waters, but a Republican came on board saying, wait a minute, red flags here. And they're going to have a Senate hearing on Facebook's cryptocurrency. But the House is also going to have a hearing on the same subject. So there's definitely worry about all of this. In the meantime, Facebook stock has taken a little bit of a pause today. But the analyst community generally likes this move by Facebook because they believe it will bring back some of these millennials and some of these Gen X and Gen Z people that have seemingly left Facebook for, you know, the Snapchats, the Instagrams of the world. And Facebook trying to make a move to become more topical amongst the college kids and whatnot. But wait a minute. You know, you've got the Senate, you've got the House, and you've got the Bank of International Settlements all looking into this new Libra cryptocurrency that Facebook is going to develop. All right. Let's see. We had, you know, Canopy Growth. All right. I'm just going to say my two cents here. This whole industry, if there's one question I get asked more than any other question, whether it's at workshops or when people find out what I do, what do you think of the marijuana stocks? And I've always said, look, I'm all about earnings. If they can show me that they can make money, number one, and number two, continue to grow those earnings, then they might have my interest as an investment. But so far, they have totally failed to prove to anybody. Look at Canopy Growth, for instance. Okay, Canopy Growth has lost money ever since going public. Maybe by 2021, they're going to make 9 cents per share. Okay, what kind of valuation are you going to put on 9 cents in earnings? Canopy Growth reported earnings yesterday, or lack thereof. They lost a dollar per share, and they have margin concerns. And, you know, at the end of the day, it just seems like all of these companies are getting into this boom, and it's turning out to not be such a boom. In fact, I know that the growth in Canada has been almost nil.
Isn't it really just agriculture?
It's a crop. Isn't it anything different than soybeans? Yeah. Now, if you can make, cannabinoid pills and all kinds of lotions and whatnot, then you're adding value to the crop. But it just seems to me like on a supply-demand scale that the supply is way outstripping the demand. And you take a look at this, Canopy is down almost 11% since Friday when it released its earnings. And I don't think that the marijuana ETFs, I don't think that the IPOs, and now I'm starting to see a lot of new IPOs. I saw Hexo recently, and a couple of others, and they just all have similar chart patterns, totally dead in the water, whether it's Tilray, whether it's a Canopy, whether it's Aurora, or some of the others, very, very dull stocks. And I just don't see where the money is to be made as far as investing in those companies at the current time. Amazon finally taking a shot, launching a beauty store for professionals, which throws a curveball, especially at Sally's Beauty Supply. The beauty sector throwing a curveball after Amazon. Is there anything Amazon, well, they're not selling cannabis yet online, I guess. They don't see a market there, maybe, or they don't see profits there. But Amazon announces the launch of Amazon Professional Beauty Store. Now, isn't this where barbers and hairdressers, they go to get their supplies? And Sally's Beauty has kind of had a corner on this market for quite some time. Well, not anymore. The e-commerce giant will now start supplying professionals, stylists, barbers, estheticians, a convenient custom shopping experience with great selections. Some of the brands included Wella, Color Charm, Rusk, and OPI Professional. And I noticed my Ulta Beauty sold off yesterday on this news, although the analyst came out yesterday and said, nah, this won't have any impact on Ulta. And I do see that Ulta has firmed up today. But you know what? Look, his book is the everything store, right? Amazon's goal is to be the everything store. And in the book, it has an arrow from the A to the Z, right? And he wants to sell everything. What's the definition of a monopoly?
That'd be it.
Hey, when you want to sell everything from A to Z.
Put everyone else out of business.
And put everyone else out of business, but I own Amazon. How can you not own Amazon? Okay, here's our next little story. We're going to do the, we got to always do our Beyond Meat story. They landed their first pizza chain, Pizza Rev. Now, I've never heard of them. I've never heard of Pizza Rev, but they are going to start using the company's Italian sausage crumbles. You know, Domino's uses a sawdust product, I think, don't they?
Wouldn't surprise.
Tastes like it. Maybe Beyond Meat will have a little bit better. Speaking of sawdust, McDonald's catches in on switch to fresh. What a novel concept. And I got to tell you, I had a quarter pounder recently. I must have been starving. And it was better. You know why?
Really?
It's not frozen anymore. Good. Yeah, you don't have to crunch on it. It's now fresh. They're using, they you know, somebody finally said, why are the lines so long in In-N-Out Burger in California, where I'm from? And why are the lines at McDonald's so short? Well, you know what? In-N-Out serves a hot, right off the grill, freshly ground hamburger. It makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. Well, McDonald's tried it, and their quarter pounder sales are up 30% on average in the last. Go try a quarter pounder. I'll give you a couple bucks.
Getting hungry.
On the way home, pick up a quarter pounder and see if it doesn't taste a heck of a lot. You know, it actually tastes like meat now instead of sawdust. Okay, who are we going to feature today? Oh, that's an easy one. I got one to feature here in the last quarter of the show. There was news in the housing. How much did our houses go up here over the last 12 months? Not very much. Remember when 2007, 2008, our houses were going up by 20% per year? That was a little overheated, and that was the forerunner to the giant crash of the financial collapse of 2008. Well, the news today on the housing market, you know, we're going up like very low single digits once again. Over the long haul, home prices have averaged about 6% per year. Now it's about half of that. So doesn't that just say we're getting at the tail end of this expansion? I mean, we're not there yet, but this is not exactly the first inning of an economic expansion either. And housing would definitely point to that. And we're at full employment right now, so it's pretty hard to create jobs. We don't have the people to fill the jobs. Okay, when we come back, we'll do our featured stock of the day. This is Gunderson and Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Our boy Seattle's coming up very rapidly. We're going to be interviewed a little bit later here today by the station up there, the Salem News Talk Station. We're going to do an interview, and they'll be replaying that interview up in the Seattle area for you. I don't know what questions they're going to ask us. You know, you just never know. We'll see what comes of it. But we will be there August the 30th, August 31st, and July the 1st. And I looked at the appointment calendar. There's a few slots still in there, but it's pretty busy. It's going to be a busy three-day spell there. The Padres are not in town. We should have planned around the San Diego Padres. I think they're going to be there that weekend or something like that. Maybe I'll hang around and go to the Padres. I don't know. We'll see. But if you would like to grab one of those appointments that we have left, you better do it fairly soon. You can call Edie at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. And then after that, we'll be announcing our Minnesota trip. One guy said, hey, Bill, come up when the Minnesota Twins are going to play the Padres in the playoffs. Well, I think the Twins are still hanging in there for a playoff spot. Check the standings, Josh. The intern's going to check, our intern here for the summer. How are the Twins doing right now in their division? I think they're leading their division, if I'm not mistaken. But the Padres, you know, we're hanging around 500. Where are the Twins?
The Twins are at 7.5 games.
7.5? Oh, they're going to win their division. Is it, they're in with the, who's in there, who's second place?
Indians.
Oh, the Indians, Cleveland, okay, all right. Well, you know what? The Twins, maybe I'll come to a Twins playoff game, but I don't think they'll be playing the Padres, so that's not going to work. We'll have to go goose hunting or ice fishing or something. When we're there, walleyes, I like that, walleye pike fishing. That sounds like a blast to me. Well, I'm going to do a healthcare stock here as my featured stock of the day. This stock is definitely in play, and it's been doing well. We own it in the Ultra Growth WellCare, WCG, which provides managed healthcare services through government programs such as Medicaid and Medicare to 5.5 million members. And I said August, it's July. Somebody's listening in Phoenix. We're going there July 30th, July 31st, and August 1st.
That's right.
Yes. You know what? That's it. Okay. And then we'll probably be in Minnesota, August, September, somewhere in there. Okay, WellCare, WCG, is a 14.5. Call it a mid-cap. They're headquartered in Tampa, Florida, where our show is heard every day. And I don't believe Tampa's in the playoff hunt this year. I looked at the standings. I know the Yankees are kind of pulling away. Boston on their tail. Baltimore's like 47 games out of first or something like that. Man, the Orioles have really fallen on hard times. Yeah, and that's where our Padres are tonight, playing the Orioles. We'll be watching that on TV here. Anyways, WellCare, headquartered in Tampa. I want to say this was Rick Scott's company. Rick Scott was the CEO of a healthcare company. I want to say it was WellCare. Of course, he became governor, and then now he's the senator. If I'm wrong, I'll get 100 emails from angry Sarasota people or angry Tampa people. You don't know anything about Florida. Anyways, WellCare is a $14.8 billion market cap company, but the deal is there's a proposed merger between them and Centene, which is another good stock, but I currently own WellCare, and here's why. I like the rare combination of valuation, WCG, and momentum. And WellCare has both of those going for it right now. WellCare is 83% upside potential. I have a $542 target price on a stock that's $294. How would the merger impact that? Well, they're going to bring that to the table. WellCare is not going away. They'll just have a lot of help from another company in being able to reduce their expenses. That's usually what happens when two companies merge. You get cheaper overhead. And you have two management teams working with each other that have each done a good job on their own. And so I think that it should be beneficial to WellCare, this merger with another good company. And over the last 10 years, WellCare has also been a great momentum stock. It's delivered a lot of alpha, 33% per year, while the market has delivered just 12%. That's one of the best performers in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, it's averaged, it's quadrupled. It's lapped the S&P 500 four times. And over the last 3 years, it's lapped the S&P 500 three times. Now, here's the other thing about WellCare. It seems to me that if they're a health provider to government programs such as Medicaid, Medicare, it seems to me like they might have a role to play, even if a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren were to win and we went to single payer, I would think that WellCare, United Healthcare, on the other hand, which is strictly private insurance, would be in big trouble. But these others that are more into that Medicaid, Medicare program, which Centene and WellCare are both, I would think that those two would maybe survive something like that. WellCare is currently ranked number 204 out of 5,146. That ranking is based on momentum, otherwise known as alpha. It has a performance grade of A, and valuation, and it has my 80% or more upside potential at the current time. So that's the featured stock of the day, and we do own it here in the Ultra Growth portfolio, which is doing very, very well so far here in 2019. If you'd like to talk to either of us about the bond fund or the growth funds, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. We don't do your traditional asset allocations here. Our allocations are based on what's taking place in the real world, not inside of a computer hard disk. Anyways, 855-611-BEST. You can also sample my newsletter, see how the portfolios are doing this year at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.